on the Friday, Victory Friday edition. Mr. Irrelevant, I'm Alex Stroph with you from a side studio at the Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all studios in downtown Milwaukee. Packers 31, Lions 24 on Thanksgiving as the Packers advance to 8-3-1, a clean season sweep of the team that has won the NFC North each of the last 2 years. Not looking like that will be the case all of a sudden as the Packers take care of business again on Thanksgiving. It's a short week, and the Packers didn't look like they missed a step at all. Obviously, Josh Jacobs comes back from off the injury. I thought he looked really sharp, especially early in that one against Detroit. So good to have Josh Jacobs back into the fold. But all in all, just a spectacular victory for Green Bay in emphatic fashion on Thanksgiving. I just want to do a quick version of Irrelevant here on this Victory Friday. Everybody's off today. I'm the only person in the studio. Josh is producing. I should give him credit. He's producing the Marquette game right now. But we are the only two people here. So I want to get out of here. I'm going to go have a drink in the middle of the day while I watch the Bears and the Eagles game here in a couple of minutes. But just had a couple thoughts I wanted to get off my chest on Packers-Lions, because I went into that game. I picked them to lose. I went into that game thinking this would be kind of a back and forth, you know, black and blue divisional game where these teams are punching each other in the mouth and it's just a matter of who gets up the most times, who gets off the mat the most times. And it was that game to a point, but it certainly felt like through the complete 60 minutes, the Packers were the better team. The score doesn't really indicate that because they only won by a touchdown, 31-24. That tells you the Lions were in it the entire way. Now, in the fourth quarter, the Packers held onto that 10-point lead for a majority of the fourth quarter. The Lions kick a late field goal, and the Packers are able to seal the win. Dontavian Wicks without his shoe, making that first down catch and really ending, solidifying the victory for Green Bay. But I thought three people specifically shined for Green Bay in the victory on Thursday, on Thanksgiving. So I want to talk about the three individuals I think had the best performance in terms of the Green Bay Packers on Thursday at Detroit, because that's, to me, that seems to be, well, okay, those are the guys that stepped up and solidified a victory for the Green Bay Packers. Number one is the obvious Jordan Love. Jordan Love was terrific, spectacular in the victory. 18 of 30, completion percentage not great, 234 yards, four touchdowns. I mean, it's as good as it gets right there by Jordan Love. I thought he made all sorts of big-time throws. The big, long touchdown 51-yarder to Christian Watson, we've been waiting for that one. We've been waiting for that one since they tried that a few years ago in Detroit on Thanksgiving with Christian Watson. They succeeded that time. But I think it goes back to Watson's rookie year, his first game. I think it was against Minnesota. I could be wrong on that. But it was the season-opening game, and he went down the sideline, Rodgers threw it, he overthrew him, and he wasn't able to reel it in. I think that just is a compliment to Christian Watson and the type of wide receiver he is. He's big, he's fast, and he's looking to be this team's wide receiver one. But Jordan Love hitting him on that, four touchdowns in total, two to Wicks, one to Watson, and one to Romeo Doubs, which was another really, really nice throw by Love. This is proof that when Matt LaFleur puts the football in the hands of his $55 million quarterback, good things typically happen, and that's what the case was on Thursday against the Detroit Lions. He put the ball in Jordan Love's hands. It was a completely even offense, 30 rushes, 30 passes, 18 of 30, 234 yards, four touchdowns, and was not sacked a single time. Jordan Love was. That's awesome. It was an awesome game for him. I thought, you know, we talk about this Toyota-thon thing all the time. It's proving to be real. This guy plays his best football towards the end of the season, which is when you want to be playing your best football. I thought Jordan Love, number one, was spectacular, and rightfully so when that, I believe, new John Madden Thanksgiving MVP trophy. Well-deserved for him. I thought he was just spectacular. And Josh, who I mentioned is producing Marquette, unable to join me today, wanted me to pass on to the MIA. Jordan Love should be in the MVP conversation, and that he was right about Matt LaFleur needing to throw the football more. Josh was right. Shocker. Player number two, who I thought was awesome, was Dontavian Wicks. Seven targets, six catches, 94 yards, two touchdowns. The two touchdowns are great. Obviously, you only won by a touchdown. You needed every bit of each of those four touchdown passes by Jordan Love and both of the touchdowns that Dontavian Wicks scored. But the play that's going to fly under the radar at least a little bit is the game solidifying catch by Dontavian Wicks, where he loses his shoe in the middle of it. He lost his shoe, and he came down with effectively the game-winning catch. A really good breakout performance by Dontayvion Wicks that we've kind of been waiting on all season. He hasn't really been in the mix a ton this year. He obviously was dealing with the injury a little bit earlier in the season. Missed a couple of games, if I'm not mistaken. But all in all, has been good for them. He's been good for them. And he was really good for them yesterday. Six catches a season high, 94 yards a season high, and his first two touchdown catches of the year for Dontayvion Wicks in that win over Detroit on Thanksgiving. But cool stat that I saw on Twitter on Dontayvion Wicks, and I apologize, I'm not giving credit to whoever tweeted it, but Dontayvion Wicks has 3-2 touchdown games in his career, one against Minnesota, one against Chicago, and now one against Detroit. He's done it against every divisional opponent, which is neat. But a season-high six catches, a season-high 94 yards, a season-high two touchdown catches for Dontayvion Wicks, who only had 20 catches on the season going into Thursday's game against Detroit. He added six more, and two of those were good for six. So really, really strong performance by him. And it goes back to, okay, do the Packers really have a number one receiver? Do they have a number one receiver? I think the answer is yes with Christian Watson. But they have a lot of really nice complementary pieces aside from that. Dontayvion Wicks proving that, yeah, it actually, that bench does go pretty deep because Romeo Doubs can get his. He had a touchdown catch on Thursday. Obviously, Christian Watson can get his with the big touchdown catch on Thursday. Jaden Reed is obviously going to get his once he returns, and that's likely coming up next week against Chicago when Jaden Reed makes his return for the first time since week two against Washington when he suffered that collarbone break. But Jaden Reed, obviously, going to get his, the team's leading receiver each of the last 2 years. It's awesome when you can get other guys involved, especially to the level in which Wicks was involved for the Packers in a Thanksgiving win. So he's player number two when it comes to guys that stood out in a positive way for me for the Packers' win over the Lions. And player number three, I say this, I feel, every week. It's Micah Parsons, man. Micah Parsons is truly unbelievable. 2.5 sacks. I think it was 4 quarterback hits, 8 tackles, 3 tackles for loss. He was all over the field again. It's unbelievable what he is capable of. First player in NFL history yesterday he became to have at least 12 sacks in each of his first 5 seasons. He's at 12.5 on the season now. Not the leader in the league because Myles Garrett is just going bonkers this season. He's got 18 sacks, but I think he's now third in the league in sacks now at 12.5. But it's so evident the impact he makes. He's all over the field. Every time you look at the Packers' defense and the Lions tried to do something, Micah Parsons was in the backfield. It was just so it's unbelievable. It really is. And I compare him sometimes to Giannis Antetokounmpo because these are guys who play in our backyard who are generational talents, right? They are on a completely different planet from a lot of the other people playing the same sport as them. And I think we just get used to seeing bonkers statistics or bonkers plays. We just get used to it. And I don't want to get used to it. I don't want us to get used to how great Micah Parsons is. He's a maniac, and it is impossible to wrap my head around the fact, even here after week 13, that he's a Green Bay Packer. He's that damn good. Micah Parsons, absolute maniac. What a beast. Terrific game for him on Thanksgiving. So those are my three guys that stood out. Jordan Love, Dontayvion Wicks, Micah Parsons. And if this were a normal day after episode, we would be giving big stock ups to all three of those guys. But I thought Matt LaFleur was awesome. I thought for the second week in a row, he stuck it with the game plan. And I heard Tauscher say it, Mark Tauscher, on Green Bay game night last night, this team out Detroit to Detroit in Detroit. It's a brilliant sentence by Mark Tauscher, the American Order. But they did. I mean, they go for it on fourth down, and they're converting on fourth down, including 2 touchdowns on fourth down. They were 3-for-3. The Lions were 0-for-2. That's the game right there. 3-for-3 on fourth down, Lions 0-for-2. That is the game right there. I thought LaFleur was gutsy. It was awesome. I was really impressed with Matt LaFleur in the win over Detroit. All right, that's going to do it for our quickie edition of Mr. Irrelevant. Just wanted to get all those things off my chest, a quick 10-minute jam sesh with you on this Black Friday. If you're out shopping, be careful. Traffic's not great. I just got back from up north here to Milwaukee. But do what you got to do, man. Hope you purchase something good if you're out and about. And if you're not, enjoy the long holiday weekend and appreciate you spending 10 minutes with me as I probably overreact in a positive way to the Green Bay Packers win over the Detroit Lions. It sets up a a really big one next week at Lambeau Field against the Chicago Bears. They'll either be 8-4 or 9-3 by the time maybe you're listening to this, as a kickoff just about to happen between the Bears and the Eagles. A really big one on Amazon Prime for two of the top dogs in the NFC. So looking forward to that one. We will get back, everybody back together on Monday. We will play some stock up, stock down. We will continue to break down this impressive win by the Packers, and then we'll kick into preview mode all throughout next week, as it's Packers-Bears, and it means something this year, which is really fun. It hasn't for a long time. So to have that rivalry mean a little bit more coming up December 7th and then December 20th, twice in 3 weeks these two teams will see each other. It's pretty cool. What a year in the NFL. What a weird year for the Packers, but a huge win for them as they advance to 8-3-1 on the season with a 31-24 win over the Detroit Lions. Appreciate you hanging out with me. I'm Alex Strofe. We will talk to you on Monday. Peace.